This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There have been at least 8 people killed in accidents related to defective airbags made by Takata. The potential number of vehicles affected by these Takata airbags has been boosted to more than 32 million, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. But the NHTSA watchdogs are keeping a wary eye on another safety issue brewing with the airbags. What happens when these airbags age? Auto journalist Paul Eisenstein is a publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Paul, the age of the average vehicle on the road today is about 11. That's the oldest we've seen.
You're right. That's the oldest ever. And, of course, that's an average age, which means that there are some vehicles that have been on the road for 20, even 25 years and are in daily use.
And these airbags, we started seeing them, they were pretty common, what, by the mid-90s?
Well, by 1989, the government mandated that all vehicles have some form of passive restraint, and that included those so-called Mickey Mouse belts, the ones that went and supposedly buckled you in but didn't work very well. So by the mid-90s, NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, required all vehicles to have some form of airbag. So if your car is 20 years old or less, it's all but certain that you have at least one airbag. And today, some vehicles have as many as 10 or more.
That's amazing to think. And that's the kind of a thing we completely forget about. You know, we forget about them until we need them. But these airbags really have to put up with a lot as they're tucked away through the years, don't they?
Yeah, if you think about an airbag that is in the steering wheel or instrument panel, it is going through a lot of abuse. Temperatures that might run to minus 40. You know, we saw minus 23 here in Detroit over the winter, and we might have seen minus 40 or minus 50 in some parts of the Upper Peninsula. The temperatures can rise with the sun shining. An instrument panel can hit over 200 degrees. Humidity can go from 0 to 100%. And, of course, try to imagine what it's like just jouncing around on Michigan potholes.
So what are the particular concerns that NHTSA is looking at with these aging airbags?
Yeah, no, I should make it very clear. There is no formal investigation looking at airbags as a whole. But the head of NHTSA, Mark Roskin, told me the other day during a conversation that they are becoming increasingly concerned. He says, "Is aging now an issue?" And that's a direct quote. Of course, we're seeing older Takata airbags failing at a worrying level. And there's a second manufacturer, ARC, that provides the inflators for a lot of airbags. That's also been linked to at least 2 injury accidents where airbags malfunctioned. And now the question is, will airbags, as they get old, from just about any manufacturer, could they be at risk of starting to fail? Will the inflator, the chemicals that explode to fill the bag with hot gases, will they start to age? You know, explosives, as the military will tell you, start to go bad over the years. They change chemically. They can break down. And then there are other components, like seals that are supposed to help direct the blast of air to the right place. What happens after 10, 15, 20 years? Will these still perform as well as they did the day they came out of the factory?
So it sounds like what I'm hearing that Mark Roskind from NHTSA said to you is, we want to be ahead of this, so let's put this on the radar screen now as opposed to waiting for things to start happening.
Exactly. And some automakers have told me that they've been advised by NHTSA to start looking at their airbag data to see if there have been problems. I think you're going to see that as the Takata investigation continues, as other investigations open, there'll be more and more of a focus to try to see if, in fact, older airbags may be as much a menace as a safety feature.
We certainly know these airbags have kept thousands of us alive, so no one's saying disable the airbags, are they?
Oh, my gosh, no. The Takata bags that they have been pulling out of junkyards and out of cars, you know, replacing them so that they can test, only about a little less than 1% of those have been shown to fail under lab conditions. Now, that's far too high, but it's still only 300 out of about 40,000 that they tested. So, you know, in the rest of the cases, these things could save your life. And in fact, what, 8 deaths with the Takata airbags that we know of so far, they have probably been able to save hundreds, if not thousands, of lives. So, yes, are there some concerns? Absolutely. Could there be some dangerous ones on the road? Probably. Are they something that you should fear? No. The fact is, your airbag is far more likely to save your life than do anything at all negative if there's an accident.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Great talking with you, Paul. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you.